Our next game is about things stuck inside U.S. states, like the time I got stuck at the McCarran Airport in Las Vegas, where the only thing less likely than hitting a jackpot is your flight leaving on time. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Eric Hood, you're joining us from Utah.
That's correct.
Wow, good, fantastic, yeah. And you're a singer and professor, and you teach a class called voice pedagogy. What is that?
I'm basically teaching people how to be voice teachers. So I guess I'm teaching myself out of a job.
Right, I was going to say. And after that, they all say, all right, we are going to become voice teachers.
Yeah.
Goodbye, sir.
Exactly. Then I tell them they're not good enough, so they don't take my job. Yeah.
And then do you offer a level two?
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Got it.
It's a pyramid scheme.
It's
really
a pyramid scheme. Eric, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Leo Jones, and you're joining us from Philadelphia.
Yes,
nice.
I am.
Nice. This is a lot of people have traveled for the show. I appreciate that. You're a computer programmer for Comcast, but you used to work for the Treasury Department.
I did.
Why'd you leave?
I wanted to use technology that wasn't still stuck in the 1980s. I wanted to use something maybe, you know, a little bit more, you know, advanced.
So the Treasury Department doesn't have enough money to upgrade their computers?
Well, I didn't work in the Treasury Department proper. I worked in, like, a bureau that handled the tax refunds, which is even worse.
Oh, no!
We're getting all the money, right? But, yeah, technology-wise, the government is a little stuck in the past.
Okay. Leo, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Remember, Eric and Leo, whoever has more points after two games will go to our final round. It's time for a word game about geography. That's right, you can't leave. We've locked the doors. This game is called Inside the States. Every answer is a state and a word that can be found in the state's name.
For example, if I said, there's a poem of tribute inside the ocean state, you would answer, an ode in Rhode Island. Because the ocean state is Rhode Island, and a poem of tribute is an ode, and the word ode is in Rhode Island.
Here we go. It's illegal to show an R-rated movie at a drive-in theater, according to one regulation in the state, but at least you won't have to pay any sales tax at the box office. Leo.
Delaware.
And then the word within it?
Oh, God. Where? Della?
Close, but not exactly. Eric, can you steal?
Law in Delaware?
Law in Delaware. That's correct.
This state is kind of full of itself, maybe because Crater Lake is the nation's deepest, or because it's got a city bursting with quirky culture and Etsy bead shop owners.
Mm-hmm.
The end of a famous trail?
Okay,
Eric.
So I think the state is Oregon.
So far, so good.
Mm-hmm. And the other part of the question, which I totally remember.
Mm-hmm. The state is kind of full of itself.
Yeah. So it is reg.
It's so close, Eric, but it's incorrect. Leo, can you steal?
Oregon and ego.
Ego in Oregon, that's right. I like how you guys are softening it up for the other one. It's a team effort.
Yeah.
In the heart of Dixie, you'll find Huntsville's U.S. Space and Rocket Center, a sweet home to conduct experiments. Eric.
A lab in Alabama.
Yeah, that's right.
Live free and rock out in the Granite State where Ronnie James Dio was born, and you can boost the electric signal into a speaker. Eric.
Amp in New Hampshire.
And how? That's correct.
Wow. All right, now we're cooking with fire.
If you're going to a fancy Churchill Downs horse race with Queer Eyes Tan France as your date, you'd better make sure the front of your shirt is in your pants. Eric.
Tuck in Kentucky.
That's right.
All right, this is your last clue. Do you hear what I hear? That's the name Tar Heel, and it probably comes from the vast pine forests housing this state's millions of Christmas trees. That's a lot of sticks for the little drummer boy. Eric.
Carol in North Carolina.
You got it. That's right. All right. Great game. Eric is in the lead. Ask Me Another is hitting the road. Our next stop is Nashville, Tennessee, the bachelorette party capital of the United States. So if your maid of honor loves public radio, why not down some jello shots and come check out our live taping at the Polk Theater on May 23rd. Info at amatickets.org. Coming up, Orange is the New Black's Taylor Schilling will come back to play another trivia game because the only way to make bail in this public radio trivia prison is to answer more questions. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.